Catherine Clark, I feel like you asked the perfect question. So I'm going to try to answer it as best as I can. You know, obviously, minding my privacy, but I... Anyway, how is life? Life right now is a little hectic. When it rains, it pours. So it's like, within the past 24 to 48 hours, like, I've overdrafted in my bank account. I have gotten basically like a 10-day notice from my landlord. God. I'm tired. Like, eventually the draft cleared itself. The thing with my landlord is fixable. It's just essentially like we have these mandatory inspections for bed bugs, because unfortunately bed bugs are spreading here like wildfire. Luckily I've been cleared multiple times. It's just, it's not like a once a year kind of thing. It's like a multiple times a year kind of thing. And, not to bitch, but I am not home a good 12 hours out of my day. I am either commuting to and from work. My commute is, on a good day, maybe 30 minutes, but realistically it's about 45 minutes to an hour. And that's to and from. That's not just like to and from. It's like to work, it's 45, and then back from work, it's 45. And I feel like all I want to do sometimes when I get home is just relax and watch things. And even that, it, in finding very little joy in the stuff that I really used to dig. My libido just completely crashed. Like, I'll be honest with you. When I'm stressed out, that used to be my go-to. Like, I used to have a very high libido, and nowadays it's just kind of like I just want to sleep. I want to sleep for a very long time. Work is great. I really love what I do. Everything else feels like it's just put on hold and waiting for the Christmas season to be over, which makes me sad because Christmas is one of my favorite times of year. I love seeing other people in love. I love the city just covered in lights and the peppermint mochas and just this like feeling kind of a magic in the air. And when during the weekday, I don't feel that as much. Like, I really do try to look out the window and appreciate where I am in that moment and how I got there, because there have been such just enormous changes in my life. But there are days I forget about that and how amazing it is to still be alive. Daily commute driving you crazy? Yeah. Yes, very much. Our metro system is infuriating. I could go on and on and on and on about that. But mostly it's just that it's packed every morning and every night. And it kind of brings me back to like this GIF or this episode of SpongeBob SquarePants where Squidward is kind of doing the same thing in and out, like day in and day out. It's very similar to that. So I do the best that I can to kind of break up the monotony of being an adult, because it can get so repetitive. It's the best way of putting it. And so it's getting to a point where, like, when I go out, because I went out last night and I'm contemplating going out tonight, it's like when I go out, I just anticipate when I get to go back home and just not be an adult, just not be the entertainer, the silly lady, the voice, the whatever. And I think just coming from a retail background, I don't do retail anymore, but I used to. It's very hard for me to unwind. It takes me forever to unwind. But it's gonna get better, and that's really all that I can hope for. Because aside from work and the side projects that I pick up, I don't make the time for anybody else. And I'm not saying I don't have the time. It's that there's nobody worth, like, making that time for. So, yeah, that's how I'm doing. I feel sort of like it's go, 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 go. And then when my weekend approaches, it's just go, 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 but like socially. And man, I love my friends. I love them so much. But sometimes, like, I want to just lay my lazy bones down and sleep for the next 2 days. That's the God honest truth. Phew. Thanks for asking.